Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're mine completely.
You give me your love so sweetly. Welcome back. It's 17. I'll tell time in a minute. 17 until the hour, 43 after. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and well, it's, you know, it's I'm on the road. Things are different here. I've got, I got a different layout here than when I'm in my studio, in my office back in my home environs, back in where I come from. And so it's just a little bit different. Sometimes I just have to find the clock sometimes. So anyway, welcome back. But you know, as always, whether I have the right time or not, we always have fun around here, don't we? I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Folks, it's just you and me for the rest of the hour. And one of the things I want to talk about is the attitude. You know, when you read a lot of small business publications, it's 10 tips about this and 8 tips about that, and it's all about, you know, it's all about that kind of thing. And those are important. And I know you like those. I do too. But there's something else that I think is important that we talk about and that we read about and that we write about. People like me and Jeffrey Zabar, who was just on the show, that we write about. And that is the concepts, the philosophy of being a small business owner. I promise you, my friends, if you are a small business owner, if you want to be a small business owner, and the only information you absorb, the only content you're drawn to and that you spend the time to learn are 6 tips to do this and 9 tips to do that, I promise you, if that's all you ever do, you will do something successfully, but you won't be overall, you won't be a success in small business, I think, because it's more than tips. It's more than this task or that task. If you're going to be a successful small business owner, which means that you're going to make it for the long term, and Jeffrey also in the earlier part of this hour, when Jeff Zabar joined us, he talked about a marathon. He reminded us that being a small business owner is not about a sprint. It's about running a marathon. And so I believe it's important that you think about the concept of being a small business owner. There are lots of concepts. There are lots of different ways of thinking about being a small business owner. And yes, you've got to learn skills. You've got to learn how to do this trick, this tool, that job, whatever. You've got to learn all those things. And I learned them myself. But you also have to think about the philosophy of being a small business owner. Now, when I say philosophy, don't roll your eyes at me. Because this is beautiful philosophy. This is not the complicated stuff that they tried to teach me in college to no avail, and much to their chagrin, I have to say. But the philosophy of being a small business owner is beautiful, because it's about the vision that you have. You know, there you will never see an article that writes about, you know, 8 tips on small business vision. You'll never see that. Because that's not how you talk about vision. You never read an article that says 10 tips on being a motivated entrepreneur. Because that's not what that is. But you've got to be motivated. So you see my point here, folks. There are elements of being a business owner that are not about 10 tips. There are elements about being a business owner that's about your vision, about your motivation, about your belief in yourself. You won't see that article, folks. You won't see 9 tips on how to believe in yourself more. That's not going to happen. But yet, without vision, without motivation, without belief in your without belief, without an incredible belief in yourself, I promise you, all the tips in the world won't save you, my friends, if you don't believe in yourself and your vision, and you're going to have to believe in that more than anybody else in the world. If you don't believe it more than anybody else in the world, you won't make it. Not long term. You won't finish the marathon. You might finish a stage. You might get started, and you may make a lot of noise, and you may be, you know, you may have a lot of promise. But you won't make it to the finish line of the marathon that is small business ownership. Because all those jobs, all those tips are not the concepts, they're not the philosophy of being a small business owner. And by the way, remember this. Every one of those tips are typically things that you can hire someone to do. But you and I both know that there are times, if you've been in business for very long, you know just like I do, that there are times when the longevity, the mere continuation of the business doesn't come down to a task or a job or a tip. It comes down to one thing. What is in your gut? What is it that you believe in? What is that metal that you're made of? And how are you able to persevere with nothing more than that? Probably, maybe not capital, maybe not, you know, all the other things that go into making a business, but there will be times in your small business when it'll come down to nothing more than what's deep inside of you. And there's never going to be a 9 tips about that article written. So as you think about, as you're consuming information about being a small business owner, look for those tip articles. Look for those tip. You know, we do that a lot on this show. You hear me asking people, give us the 5 things about this and the 6 things about that. And we do that. But remember, folks, the philosophy is also important. And there will be a time when if you don't understand your own philosophy or why you're in business, you won't make it. Think about that. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.